And I'll share the words of institution. Go ahead and pick up your communion package. We won't open it quite yet. These words are shared in the Gospels, but also in one unique place, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Why is that unique? It tells us that the Christian church, was from a very early start, was sharing these words to remind themselves of the covenant that Jesus was giving to his followers. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." So now we're going to take our cup, and let's think about the message I shared tonight. This is a covenant here that you're receiving. In other words, this is Jesus binding himself to you. You may have nothing to offer. You may have nothing but sin. The covenant is about him binding himself to you. You receive his goodness, his forgiveness, and his love. Let's receive that now. Go ahead and take off the top, the seal that will